weeks ago when we were praying and all, and God was just showing me that, you know, when we pray, that we have to see lots of times. You know, I pray, I see all of my kids serving you. I see this church doubling. I see, and God just started dealing with me about having a heavenly perspective in everything we do. A heavenly view in everything we do. That our eyes always look like heaven would look. And we stand and we walk in that place no matter what we're going through. And it says in Colossians chapter 3, I'm going to read a couple of verses. It says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. And set your mind on things above and not on the things in the earth. Set your mind on the things above and not on the things on the earth. Set your affections on heaven. Set your thoughts on heaven, your walk in heaven, and in who you are, understanding when you have a heavenly perspective that you are in a place right there that you know who you are in Christ. I know lots of Christians, they walk around and they don't understand who actually they are. They don't understand the blessings they have. They don't understand in those things. I was camping one time, and I used to like to go camping when I was single. I'd take off and go camping even alone. If nobody wanted to go, I'd say, I'm going. I want to get out there. We lived in Flagstaff, Arizona, and it's just beautiful up there. And one night after one of our Friday night Bible studies, I tried to get a number of people to go camping and nobody wanted to go, so I said, I'm going to go. I said, I don't care, I'm going to go. So I took my truck and I had a Wolf Malamute, a big dog at that time, and I had a four-wheel drive truck, and I drove out of town and I got down into Walnut Canyon. And when you get away from the city in Arizona, any city, and you get out into the desert or out onto the mountains or somewhere, and you look up into the sky, there's a billion stars. And you sit there and you go, oh, Abraham, you must have had a good time when God talked to you and said, count those stars. You know, because you sit there and it's just beautiful. And I was out there that night, and I went out there, and it was a warm summer night, and I said, well, I'm just going to sleep on the back of my truck. And I had an air mattress, one of those little air mattresses, and I'd throw it out on the back of the truck with my sleeping bag. And so I got on the back of the truck and started pumping up this air mattress. And this little air mattress was going, you know, and I'm doing that, and it's pitch black. I couldn't see from here to the front row. It was just so dark out there, and the only thing I had on was the cab light to my truck was on because the door was open and everything I had was still in the front. And I'm pumping this mattress and it's just dead silent. And all of a sudden I hear, yip, 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 and coyotes all the way around me. There was like six or seven of them. They started yiping and I'm going, you know, I go, and my dog jumps to his feet and I grabbed him by the neck because I didn't want him going over the side of the truck. He was laying on the back of the truck with me. And I'm thinking, what do I do now? My gun's in the front. Everything I have is in the front, and all I have to beat off these coyotes is a sleeping bag. You know, and I'm sitting there, and I'm going, and they're just yiping, and it's making so much noise, and they're yiping and yiping, and I turn, and all of a sudden I go, hey! 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 Get out of here! Get out of here! And it just went dead silent. And all of a sudden my dog took off over the side, and he took off chasing, and it was just silent, and they were gone. But what was I doing? I was letting those coyotes know that I'm not some little wounded critter. I am not a squirrel that's hurt, that's going, eep, 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 eep. I'm not some wounded rabbit sitting there, and I'm not some wounded thing there, but I'm a man. And I got a gun, and if I get to my gun, you're going to be a dead dog. You know? Because I was there. I was letting them know who I was. And a lot of Christians, they still walk around going, eep, 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 eep. And the devil goes, lunch. I'm going after them. I'm going to go after them because, and they don't stand in who they are. They're in the middle of a trial and they don't have a heavenly perspective and the things that they can have. The benefits that they have in heaven. The benefits that they can walk in. And God wants to take you up to that level that you walk in every day with a heavenly perspective. A heavenly viewpoint. Psalms 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits, who forgives you of all your iniquities, who heals you of all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who renews your youth like the eagles." Hallelujah. That your youth gets renewed, that you're changed. Why? Because you don't forget His benefits. You don't forget what it's like to walk in Him. You don't forget what it's like to stand and be a child of God. That you're saying, "Hey, I am not one, some wounded critter here. I am a child of the Most High God. I am a son of God. I'm a daughter of God." And I stand and I walk in that place. That's why Jesus told the disciples, "When you come in, say the kingdom of God is at hand." So when you walk in, you say, "God's here." How can you say that? "He's in me. I am in Christ. I'm in a place. So when I walk in, I can change the atmosphere. I can change those things." You know, one of the most powerful men that I used to go and know was Dr. Lester Sumrall. He's gone to be with the Lord now. Powerful, powerful, mighty man of God. And I saw him walk in one time when he was in his 80s. And he walks into a service and he goes up onto the stage and he's walking a little bit slower in his natural body. But inside he still had the atmosphere. He knew who he was. He knew who he was in the spirit. And he just goes, "Peace." And you could feel that thing just go whoosh, through the place. You could feel the atmosphere change when he started, because he knew who he was in whatever situation he's at. He knew he was there. It says, if you be risen with Christ, if you were risen with Christ, it said there. You were risen with Christ. A lot of people, they look at what Jesus did on the cross. And they say, "Oh, look at what Jesus did. Jesus died. Jesus died and for me, Jesus is doing this and doing that." And He's saying, "No, you were risen with Him." We look at the death, we look at the burial, and we look at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says we died with Him, we're buried with Him, and we are resurrected with Him. We don't just sit there and watch what He did. We watch what we became through that resurrection. What we became through that burial. What we became all in that situation. See, we rose over our sin. We rose over sickness. We rose over disease with the resurrection. And that's where you start to say, "You know what? I'm not that way. I am this way because I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God." I looked up that word perspective because it just kept on hitting me and hitting me. And some of the words for perspective were viewpoint, an outlook, a position, a pose, a point, a rank, an importance, a title, a status, a posture, an opinion. So you have a heavenly viewpoint. In the midst of your trial, in the midst of your everyday, in the midst of going to work, you don't have the same viewpoint. You have a viewpoint from heaven. You have a viewpoint. My outlook isn't the same as everybody else. Everybody looks at the market and says, "Oh no." And I say, "My God is in the midst. And He shall move, and He shall provide." My viewpoint is different. My outlook is different. My outlook is different. My position, your whole position is different. Where people look at your trial, they look at your situation. Yeah, we do go through things. Amen? But our position is different. And people look at you and they say, "How can you stand like that?" Well, you ought to know who's on the inside of me. I have a different position. I have a heavenly position. I have a heavenly rank in the midst of all the things that go on in life, I'm in rank, a heavenly rank. I know who I am. I stand in that place, just as in the military, you keep rank. And you do that in the supernatural. You do that as a child of God. You do that in the place so you can walk in it, your posture, your opinion. And what you have to do is you have to locate yourself lots of times. Because we forget this. You know, we start going through something and feel the pressure and we forget. And you have to locate yourself in the Spirit. You have to locate your spirit and say, okay, now how am I thinking here? Do I have stinking thinking? How am I thinking here? Am I thinking right? And you have to walk in that place. That's why Paul prays. And we hear the Scriptures over and over in Ephesians 1, 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of His inheritance to the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to His working of His mighty power. When He raised Jesus from the dead and seated Him in the right hand in heavenly places, far above principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, and not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. He put all things under His feet and gave to Him to be head over all things to the church. He's saying, here's where it is. And you say, God, let my eyes be enlightened. Let me walk in that place that I can see when it's not happening in the natural. When you're sitting there and it seems like all hell is coming against you and you're getting beat up here and getting beat up there. But you stand and you say, wait a minute, my God is going to move in this place. I have a heavenly perspective in this situation. It's not over till He says it's over. It's not over. He's going to come through. He's going to move in this situation. And you take the Word of God. The Word of God is so powerful. When you start to take the Word of God, you know, the Word of God, the Bible says that the Word of God is settled in heaven. So the Word of God is settled. It's set there. In heaven, there is no turbulence. In heaven, it's peace. When you walk in a heavenly perspective, just like Jesus walked in a heavenly perspective, Jesus could look to the storm and say, peace, and it would stop. And they'd look at Him and they'd go, what is this? They'd be in the, here's fishermen in the middle of a storm and they're having a hard time. And all of a sudden, Jesus is sleeping in the boat. He's sleeping. And he gets up and he looks at the storm, says, stop. The storm stops. The storm stops. Amen. In heaven, there's a king and there's dominion. So when you have a heavenly perspective, you start to walk in a place of dominion like you never did before. You start thinking, you know what? I don't need to go and bow to this. I can stand and stop this. I can stand and speak to that mountain, be cast into the sea, and don't come back. You can go and speak to those situations and say, no, it will not happen in my house. And you start speaking those things. And the Bible says we're seated with Him. You've been raised up. So a lot of us are walking down here when God wants us to walk up here. God wants you to walk in a place where you understand who you are. In Christ. In Christ. Christ is in me, and I am in Him. And you have dominion. That's where you come to a place of authority. You come into that place. We don't fight to overcome. We fight because we've already overcome. We don't fight for the victory. We fight from victory. I have already won. I am already in a place. See, if you be then risen with Him, so if you're risen with Him, you're already in that place of authority. That authority's been given to you. That authority's been given that you can change things. That authority's been given that you can walk in those. Amen. And see what God has for you. If you're risen, you're constantly seeking those things that are above and not down here. All of a sudden, your life changes. That you aren't chasing all those things that you used to chase. You aren't looking after, that you're seeking above. You're saying, man, I just want more Him. I just want more Him. More Him in every area. And it doesn't matter. It's not that you walk around with these outward robes and you're just so you know, religious. But it's you have something on the inside. Something on the inside where people look at you and say, there is something in you. There is something in you. There's something. I've shared before. I've been on construction jobs when we were back east, and I'd be walking across the job, and this guy was up on a scaffolding 10 feet high, a drywaller, and he's up there working, and he's just walking through, and I have the victory. I'm just walking through saying, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And this guy turns around and he starts yelling at me, would you leave me alone? Woo! Guess God's got you. You carry something. It's not that I had a big cross on that I, look at this. I didn't have to carry something on the outside. I went on to a construction job one time. I was 80 miles out of town. So nobody knew me. And this is a big construction job. There was all kinds of crews there. And this guy walked over. I was there not even an hour. And the first morning, this guy walks over. He says, you know, I just was talking to my friend over there. You're saved, aren't you? And then he said, I bet you go to this church. Because he knew I was from Flagstaff, and that's all. He said, I bet you go to this church. And he named the church. I said, yeah. Yeah, I do. It was something I carried on the inside. And I don't say that to do this. It's just I want to get closer to God. I want when people see me, they don't see me, they see Him. They see Him and they walk in. If you've been risen with Christ, you're constantly seeking things above. You set your mind on the things above. That you can tap into something and be changed. You can turn a situation. I look at the world does it. You know, the world, they'll seek spiritual things and they'll do occult type things. You see these people trying to do like transcendental meditation and different things like that, and they'll go, ooh, you know, for days and weeks and hours wanting to do an out-of-body experience. No, a demon experience is what they want to do and stuff. They'll say, oh, get yourself, pretend you're at the bottom of a pool and then you can float up to the top and you'll come out of your body and you'll be able to see down and all. And if it doesn't happen the first time, you know, they keep trying. They'll do it and do it and do it until finally they tap into a demon one of those days and they go, whoa, you know what happened to me? Yeah, I do. But a Christian, we try once, we pray once, and we quit. We don't constantly set our mind on the things above. We don't constantly grab the Word and say, you know what? This Word is true. This Word's true. I'm going to stand on this Scripture. I'm going to say, if you're raised, amen, God touches you. You can go places in your mind. You can go places in your thoughts. The Bible says, as a man is, so as a man thinks, so is he. As a man thinks, so is he. I look at, you know, the 12 spies. God told the 12 spies, here's God. He tells them, hey, go check out the land that I gave you. I'm giving you this land. That's like Him saying, go over to this property over here and check it out because I'm giving it to you. And the 12 spies go over there. 10 of them come back and say, there's giants over there. It's just tough. We can't do it. We're little. We can't go in and do that. But two, Joshua and Caleb came back and said, did you see the grapes? Big, juicy grapes. Got to carry them on a pole. They're so big. I mean, this land is awesome. Did you see what God's going to give us? We're going to take that land. You know, all 12 got what they thought. All 12 got what they asked for. The 10 said they can't go in. They didn't go in. They never went in the promised land. God wanted them to go in the promised land. God gave them the promised land. But they looked at it in a natural realm instead of a heavenly realm. Instead of heavenly perspective, they looked in a natural realm. Joshua and Caleb said, we can take the land. And they went in. And they took the land. See, our perspective has to be that place. We have to start seeing ourselves different. We have to start seeing our position different, our walk different. And we have to do it through the Word, and our position will change. Joshua 1:8 says, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Your mouth. But you shall meditate on it day and night, and that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it. For then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. Hallelujah. How many want good success? How many want to be prosperous in everything? And I'm not talking just money. I'm talking a prosperous marriage. Yeah. All the women go, yes. I'm talking prosperous in our jobs. That you enjoy going to your job. That things change. The atmosphere changes. Prosperous in your finances. That you don't need to run from every phone call that comes to your house. Amen. You know, that you're prosperous. But he says, you take the word, the book of the law, and it won't depart from your mouth. One. That means you need to start speaking the word of God. You need to start taking that thing and using it. You know, taking the words, taking the scriptures. That's why I tell people, I said, I have lists. I have lists for healing. I have pages of healing scriptures. And when I'm battling or praying for somebody, I can go down those scriptures and start praying them. I have scriptures for your children that you shall stop your voice from weeping, your eyes from tears. There is future for your, and I will save your children. I will bring them back to their own borders. And you start praying the scriptures over and over. You take the Word of God and you meditate on it until it comes alive. You meditate on it. That word meditate is like mutter. Or it's like, you know, I grew up in farm country, and you might have heard this before, but I grew up working with cows when I was a kid. And in farm country, what cows do is they'll start and they'll be out there and they'll eat a whole bunch of grass and they'll chew it up and they'll swallow it. And there's something in their stomach, but all of a sudden they go, and they chew it up again. It's called chewing their cud. Some people just went, ugh, that's gross. Yeah. You know, and they chew it up again, and then they swallow it, and then they kind of regurgitate it and chew it again. Until it's broke down enough for their stomach to break down and swallow and eat. And that's what we need to do with the Word of God. You get a scripture. One scripture can change your life. You get a word, and you take that scripture, and then all of a sudden, about 3 hours later at work, you go, wow, that scripture was pretty good. And you start meditating on that scripture. Meditating on that scripture. Meditating on that word. Until all of a sudden that word comes alive. All of a sudden down the road that word goes and hits you. You know, if you said, when it dawns on me of who I am in Christ, then I'll be that way. If it dawns on me that I'm healed, I'll be that way. If it dawns on me, when it dawns on me that I'm rich, I'll start walking in that way. I'll be that way. When it dawns on me that I am more than a conqueror, then I will be that way. And when you take the Word of God on those scriptures and you start to meditate on them and mutter, and it will dawn on you that it'll come one day all of a sudden, boom, that scripture will come alive like it never did before. And then you can grab it and that's when you can start to maneuver in that heavenly realm. That's when you can start to speak in that heavenly realm. That's when you can start to be in that place where you see God moving. Amen. I look and Elijah's servant went and here Elijah was doing all kinds of miracles and things. And the unrighteous king said, go get rid of him. So he sent his troops out to get rid of Elijah. And Elijah's servant gets up in the morning and walks out of his tent. He hadn't been to Starbucks yet. And he goes and looks up. So he was still in the flesh. And he sees they're surrounded by the armies of the enemy. He goes, we're going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die. And Elijah says, God, open his eyes. Open his eyes. Let him see. And when he started seeing from heaven, he started seeing angels all around. He started seeing that the other armies were surrounded by the angels of God. You don't realize God's angels are there for you. And when you start walking in a heavenly perspective, you'll start using your angels. And I've said before, if you don't use your angels, send them to me. I'll use them. I go plenty. A lot of Christians, their angels are on unemployment. They're just kind of sitting there. Now what do we do? I'm tired of playing checkers. And, you know, because you aren't using them. Because you aren't walking in a heavenly perspective. And when you start seeing what God has for you and who you are in Christ, who you are, you'll look different, you'll walk different, you'll act different, amen. You'll pray different because your eyes will be fixed on heaven. Peter and John were going to church one day. They're going to the temple and there's a man that's laying there paralyzed. And he's looking for money. He's looking for alms. And Peter and John say, look at us. He wasn't saying, look at us in the natural. He's saying, silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. He's saying, have a heavenly perspective. And that guy, it says he looked and he fixed his eyes upon him. He looked with a heavenly, all of a sudden he went from a natural gaze to a heavenly perspective. And his body reacted. His body changed. He was healed in that instant. I've seen God do powerful, powerful miracles. I've seen cancer go in an instant. Gone. I've seen paralyzed people healed instantly. Instantly. Why? Because I don't look at it in the natural. I look at it with a heavenly perspective. And God wants you to go through your trials in a whole different realm. Because He's got things for you. He's got benefits for you. He's got all this stuff for you. You set your mind. You were dead in Christ. You were hid in Christ. The Bible says you were dead. Who's dead? Your old man is dead. Your old man died. Not us right here. Our old man. Our old perspective. Our old view. I look at Christians sometimes and you wonder, how can Christians go and act that way? You see a Christian get upset and start cussing away. And you know, I see it at work, you know, and stuff. And you see different things and you go, how did they act that way? Are they backslidden? No. They just kind of stepped over into their old nature again. They allowed their earthly perspective to rule and reign. They didn't keep their heavenly perspective at that time. Their heavenly outlook in that time. See, God wants to make you and transform you from glory to glory into His image. God wants to transform you to be in Christ, where you can go to Christ, and then you can be in Christ, and then you can receive from Christ, and you become a different person. I like Colossians 1:27. It says, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And a lot of people, when they read that, they think the hope of glory is us making it to heaven. I've got a hope. I've got a hope. No, glory. Glory's hope. The hope of glory. Glory's hope is Christ in you. Glory's hope is that you understand Christ in you. Glory's hope is that you start walking as Christ in you. All of heaven's hope is you start getting a heavenly perspective. Amen. And things will change. And it's a mystery to the rest of the world. They can't understand it. That's why we can walk around and the Bible says, let the weak say, I'm strong. Amen. You look and you say, I am strong. I am strong in Him. I am changed in Him. I am changed from glory to glory to glory into His image. See, I may not be where I want to be, but I'm better than I was. And I'm getting closer to Him. The more I set my mind, set my eyes on heaven, and I take a heavenly perspective, a heavenly outlook, a heavenly posture, a heavenly pose, a heavenly stand, every single way, when I start to go through something, I say, wait a minute, where's my spirit? What am I speaking out of? Am I speaking out of my natural man, or am I speaking out of my heavenly creature? What am I? And I bring it back. And there's times you just have to tell your mind, mind, shut up. Know what I mean? Mind, think gospel. Quit thinking those things. And come back into alignment. Come into that place where you start looking up. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, I pray right now. I pray for each and every person in this place. I pray for the power of God to touch them. I pray they go from the natural to the supernatural. I pray, Father, right now You help each and every person, their eyes be enlightened to the hope that You have for them. The hope, Lord God, of calling, that they might know, that they might know all that You have for them. Father, I pray blessing upon them right now. We want to change. We want to be different. We want our eyes to be open. We choose to see the right way. We choose to look the right way. We choose to say, I have a heavenly perspective in this situation. And Father, I thank You that as we do, doors open up. As we do, situations change. As we do, bodies are healed. As we do, people are saved. And as we do, every miracle that seems impossible becomes a possibility. And it happens. And Father, I thank You right now that we're not going to walk just as normal people. We're not going to walk as a wounded Christian. We're going to walk as a conqueror, more than a conqueror. I praise You and thank You for this night and all You're doing and all You're about to do. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, God wants to take you and do that. When you're in the next trial, which some of us, it might be before you hit the door. You ever have a trial in church? I have. You can be honest. And you go, wait a minute. Which way am I looking here? Am I looking from heaven? If I'm looking in the natural, I'm going to look from heaven. I'm going to have a heavenly outlook in this situation. You'll see things change. You'll see things change this week. Amen. We're going to go and pray for a little bit. If you'd like to stay with us, we're going to pray for another 20 minutes or so. I want to pray for Pastor Gary as he's overseas, or not over, well, Columbia, he's kind of overseas. He's out of the nation. He's in a third world country. And I know the atmosphere is totally different when you go to these countries. There's a change. There's battles. I was in Mongolia and in Africa this last year, and it's totally different. Even those nations are different one from another. So as he's there, we need to pray, God, just open heaven. Open heaven for him. And he gave us some scriptures, and we're going to go and pray some of those scriptures. And we're going to go and just believe God. They'll put them up on the board here. But we're going to pray for the next 20 minutes or so. And if you'd like to stay with us, you stay. If not, you be blessed. You have a good week. You come out. Come out Sunday and bring somebody. I pray when you open your mouth this week, ears start to hear. I pray when you start to invite somebody, they'll say, I'm going to come out and check it out. I pray that person that was so hard, the fallow ground on their heart is broken up. And their eyes open up and they say, okay, I will. Because I was one of those hard people. I mocked God, I mocked Christians, I was hard, hard, hard. And one day, somebody that just kept a heavenly perspective, just kept bombarding heaven for me. And my heart opened up. I went to church, never came back. Just stayed in church. Hallelujah. So those people, they will get saved. They will come. Bring them Sunday. Bring them Sunday. Let's bless Pastor Gary and say, we got to pull out more chairs. We got to squeeze in a little tighter. Getting ready for double services. We're going to double services. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray for a little bit. If you, I walk and I pray. You can stand and pray. You can sit and pray. When I sit and pray, I have to slap myself so I don't tone out. You know, lots of, I teach on prayer lots of times. And